I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
What's going on, Los Angeles? Welcome to the LA Football Show. This is your UCLA Bruins segment on the LA Football Network. Excited to have you all with us. For Jamal Madney, I'm Ryan Dyrud, and we've got a great show. A lot of big things going on with our Bruins, some recruiting stuff, some transfer portals, some coaching hires. We can't wait to get into all of it. Show is always brought to you by our friends at BetOnline. Head to betonline.ag today. Use our promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. Gets you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. I know this is college talk, but obviously the betting is on the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. So go ahead and head to BetOnline. You can bet on those four games, have some fun with it, and hopefully win some money back from the losses of the wildcard round that I certainly felt, and get yourself some more cash. Promo code BELIEVE, 50% welcome bonus, and tell them the guys at the LA Football Network sent you. All right, Jamal, well, let's switch gears a little bit here to end the show with some college talk in the radio program. That is, if you're on podcast, welcome. This is the LA Football Show. Talk some UCLA Bruins now, as our Bruins schedule is out. There's been a lot of exciting recruiting news with this team. I mean, this is the most the Bruins have, Bruins football, that is, has been the talk of the town, and you have the basketball team fifth in the nation. So, I mean, that says something about what this football team is doing, Jamal, what Chip Kelly is building. And I think it's an exciting time to be a Bruins fan. So before we get to the schedule, let's start with that. Let's start with some of these exciting transfer portals. You know, I'll just throw it to you, but at the receiver position, let me pose you this question. Is UCLA becoming wide receiver U over here?
You know, Ryan, it's funny you ask that. I don't know if I'm ready to go that far. I think USC and Ohio State are still the cream of the crop there. But what I will say is this perception of Chip Kelly not being able to recruit a certain type of player or just be exclusive to the transfer portal and pick and choose group of five players now couldn't be further from the truth. These are bona fide dudes that have come in this last week with one Sturdivant from Cal, 65 catches, 755 yards, seven touchdowns. The guy 6'3", 205 pounds, and runs a 10.4 900 meters. I mean, you're talking about just an incredible athlete in terms of size, speed, and just overall explosiveness on the field. And I joke, Ryan, in that, well, if UCLA is forced to pay this ridiculous Berkeley tax as part of the whole region saga, the least Berkeley can do is serve as UCLA's farm system. And that's what's seeming to be happening here between Sturdivant and Oladijo coming in at linebacker, and he makes a huge impact as well. So very exciting there. And then the fact that Kyle Ford, Ryan, you and I have loved Kyle Ford. We've been so high on him. To me, SC's second best receiver last year over the course of the entire season. I know Brendan Rice had a huge bowl game, but I think if you took the whole body of work, Ford was second best after Addison and maybe Taj Washington. But the most versatile receiver on USC's roster chooses to stay home, chooses to stay in the LA area, and now goes to UCLA. And you got Sturdivant at 6'3", Kyle Ford at 6'4", and now you're building this wide receiver room with the great running game, with the great scheme that Chip has. And it just there's just so much excitement in the air, Ryan. And we thought 23 was going to be a little bit of a dip, a little bit of a rebuilding year for UCLA. And now with the return of the likes of leading sack man Leatu Latu and the team's best tackler and Darius Moasau, Ryan, I think this team on paper is the most talented team UCLA has had since 1998. And I can't believe I'm saying that given where we were 30 days ago. And now when you look at the bigger picture here, Ryan, when you talk about access to talent, when you talk about quality of coaching, when you talk about resources, facilities, money, brand, campus, the gap between USC football and UCLA football is as narrow as I have ever seen it in my lifetime. And I think the possibility, if UCLA gets decent to good quarterback play and Dante Moore or an equivalent in a Garbers or a Martin or a Schley gives good quarterback play, I think the expectations for last year can transfer over to 2023 and this become just a perennial conference contending team year over year. And Ryan, the last thing I'll say before passing it over to you is I really feel like Chip has cracked the code with this transfer portal in a way that is sustainable, a way that is really providing UCLA a competitive advantage. And he's working around the limitations of his institution, given the 3.0 GPA criteria for 80% of the incoming high school class, in much the same way, Jim Harbaugh worked around the limitations of Stanford back in the mid-2000s when he realized the guys that are consistently able to get into the school are the linemen and then build a whole team around the linemen to an incredible 5-6-7 year run of success, including Rose Bowls, New Year's Six games. I think we're on the cusp of that with Chip Kelly, where this strategy of working around the limitations of your university, this guy's cracked the code in a way no UCLA coach has been able to crack in the 21st century, outside of just hoping SC's on sanctions or SC's down or Oregon is going through turmoil with coaching changes or what have you. UCLA football is the cusp of being a force here, and the momentum is palpable.
Yeah, I have 4 points on these two. I mean, it's the whole transfer portal, but these two moves, they really solidify that. One being they found their Jake Bobo replacement in Kyle Ford. Just the size, the strength, what he can give you on those big third downs. Now, Bobo, I think, is a lot more proven when he came over here. You know, being how good he was over in the ACC with Duke. And obviously we saw what Bobo did last year with UCLA, just being, if you had third or fourth down, you knew he was going to make the catch. I don't think Kyle Ford has proven that yet, but in terms of sheer size and talent and ability, Kyle Ford certainly has that. Sturdivant gives them something that they really haven't had that I can remember, at least in the Chip Kelly era. I mean, they've had the small speed guys like the Cam Browns, that they still have, or stuff of that nature, or the great route running guys like the Kyle Phillips, but still being a 5'9", 5'10 guy. They've had the big guy and, you know, Greg Dulcich at tight end or Jake Bobo at receiver. But now they have like a true number one receiver in Sturdivant and just size 6'3", speed, but also just the ability that he brings to that position. So they've really harnessed in on what they need in terms of the skill position players in that. Two, which everything you just said, it proves that UCLA is a bona fide desirable place for players to go. Whether you're a recruit or a transfer, it's a place to go. And to piggyback off, and I point three is that people love talking about the blue beds of college football, the Alabamas, the SEC, the Big Ten, Michigan, Ohio, all these. In this day and age, with this generation of kids, with social media, I don't think they really give a rip about that. And then you add NIL on top of that, they want to go where social media is telling them to go. You think these kids, and I'm not saying Alabama is not going to still be good, and I'm not trying to like disrespect Alabama, what Nick Saban's built, but when you're on social media and you're seeing Tom Brady and all these guys in Westwood hanging out, you're right by the Hollywood sign, you're all this, or you can go hang out in Tuscaloosa. Like before, you never really saw that. Like people knew like, oh, LA's cool and this, but it wasn't like in front of you. Like it wasn't just like on your phone, like, oh shoot, look who's down at Westwood. Look who's hanging, look who's rolling to practice with Chip Kelly. Look at all this. Kind of like what USC was when you were there in their heyday, but even a lot of people didn't know that they weren't close to the program just because there wasn't social media. Now it's publicized. Kids see that. Like, I want to be a part of that. They don't care about the history. They want to build a future and build the brand of what is there and now. So I think all of those things coupled show that this is a true, true destination. And the more and more we talk about it, Jamal, the more and more I'm like, I think UCLA is not just here to stay, but I think they're a program of the future. Maybe we're, I don't want to say we're being biased, but maybe we're being too optimistic because even last year with how good things went, they still had a letdown. They still ended up losing their last, you know, not their last. Yeah. Well, technically their last, you know, two games and then three games on top of that. And so we got to see it come out on the field and produce like that. But obviously the product and the, or I should say the recipe now is there. Now it's just about the chef creating the delicious gourmet meal. Right. And the last point I have of that is when you have a young quarterback who we think Dante Moore will probably win the starting job, the best thing you can do for a young quarterback is give him a bevy of weapons in the running game and in the passing game. And now he has basically four starting caliber running backs and four diverse and starting caliber receivers. So you've given him everything you need to succeed. And whether it's him or the other QBs you mentioned, they're in the best possible situation to succeed in terms of skill positions. Now, the last question I'll ask you, and actually our good friend John Charles on Twitter asked this. What's your opinion at this point of the trenches? Because we keep hearing all these great transfers at the skill positions, running back, linebacker. What's kind of your thought on what they've done in the trenches? Because obviously we're great on offensive line last year, but they're losing some pieces. So how are we looking? How is UCLA looking on in the trenches? Because obviously that's going to be very important to this team.
Yeah, Ryan, it's a great question. And I love John, and he's a friend of the network. So thanks for asking that, John. You know, in terms of defense, Ryan, I think that this front seven is very, very talented. I think when you throw in the Murphy twins, now you got Latu Moasau coming back, you throw in a John Vons, you throw in an Oladijo, you're able to have so much versatility now with this front seven where maybe there's only three guys with their hands in the dirt, but Latu and, you know, is a bona fide pass rusher. Oladijo can rush the passer. And then you've also got guys like John Vons who can play that Derwin James role of being kind of a hybrid linebacker, safety, and sliding back to the third level of the defense. So I think one area where I would be looking to beef up a little bit is in the run blocking, the run stopping, having that kind of interior defensive lineman or two to sort of clog up the middle a little bit. But I think in terms of pass rush and ability to cover receivers and tight ends out of the backfield and play coverage, I think this team is very strong in the front seven. On the offensive line of the side of the house, Ryan, I think that's where that's the last piece of the puzzle now for Chip to really beef that up, to feel like this is a truly contending team. Obviously, losing the three starters on the offensive line, John Gaines, Raekwon O'Neal, Antonio Maffey, you need the opportunity to replenish there. And he's done some things in the transfer portal in years past. He got the kid from Purdue who, you know, is 30-plus career starts, didn't give up a sack last year. PFF had him as a top-five offensive line prospect. So him coming in, you know, shores up some holes. But I think the last piece of the puzzle here for Chip is, to John's point, another offensive lineman or two and one interior defensive lineman to clog up the run. That's where I'm really going to be looking for Chip's focus the next several weeks, because again, at the skill positions, they are loaded, but the season is going to be defined by whether or not you can win the line of scrimmage. Can you open up those holes for that great Chip Kelly run game? Can you protect a young quarterback from an experience standpoint? Because regardless of whether it's Dante Moore or Garbers or Schley, you're talking about guys with very little Division I Power 5 experience. So you're going to need the pass blocking there. So that those moves, while in the next few weeks are going to be a little bit more under the radar, they are going to be the moves that are actually going to make or break this season of saying, hey, is UCLA a 7-win team or are they potentially a 10-win team? And I think that's what's to come here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to watch, because I know UCLA fans don't want to hear about USC, but that was USC's biggest question mark last year going into Lincoln Riley's first year, was the trenches, specifically the offensive line. It's like, all right, you got this great young quarterback, you brought in these receivers, but you've essentially done nothing in the offensive line. And they ended up being one of the top units in the Pac-12 and had a phenomenal season. A lot of that was coaching. A lot of that was just guys taking ownership. And so that's what we'll have to see with this, you know, great offensive line coach at UCLA, what they can do with the guys in house, getting the Purdue kid. But also, I agree with you that it would be great to see another one or two addition to this unit to really compete and, you know, add on to that. So before we wrap up, we got like 2 minutes left, but we got to mention there was a coaching hire by UCLA.
Yes.
Out of Sac State, safeties coach Cody Whitfield becomes the Bruins' new cornerbacks coach. So, started his career coaching. He played at Stanford, started his career coaching as a grad assistant at UCLA. So some history with the program. But you know, it comes from a smaller school, but it's good to see Chip addressing the defense, specifically the secondary, which has been probably the Achilles heel of this defense ever since Chip's been here. So your thoughts on the hire?
Yeah, Ryan, had to be done. The secondary play the last couple of years has been absolutely atrocious, with just the lack of discipline, gap integrity. It was a little bit better this year from last year, but the overall top-end talent has just not reached its potential. And I like Chip, A, making this move, but also finding a guy from Sacramento State who is under the radar. You know, Ryan, we talked a little bit about Les Snead in the previous segment and finding some of these under-the-radar moves. That Sacramento State staff has actually been really exceptional the last few years. Let's not forget the head coach of Sacramento State Stanford. Is the guy who Stanford. And so, you know, picking off of that coaching tree and that staff in particular, again, Chip sort of identifying more with Stanford than USC, truthfully, and how he thinks about the UCLA program. I think this is going to be a really good find. I'm not expecting this to be a revolutionary hire, but again, I think it's moving in the secondary in the right direction. I expect to see improvement from that unit. Can't be any worse, because again, at the end of the day, like you've said, it's the Dyrud rule for UCLA. 4 to 7 stops. If they can just be a little bit tighter on the back end with their pass rush to be able to rush these incredible quarterbacks in the Pac-12, that is going to be enough to be able to win football games with this dynamic offense. So really like the move, again, under the radar, but I think it's going to pay dividends in 23.
Yeah, excited to see it play off. So that is all the time we have. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the LA Football Show, your UCLA Bruins segment on podcast. We'll see you next week on radio. We'll see you next Friday. Everyone be well. Enjoy your weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.